Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another Revealing Better Results episode. And this is episode 94, and I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And today's show is being sponsored by Exquisite Conglomerate Communications, of course, and Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, and also the show is being sponsored by Magic City Hi-Li and the Magic City Hi-Li EarPods giveaway that we're having right on EPRN. And go ahead and visit the website, or the webpage rather, to go sign up. We're giving away EarPods to over 200 lucky people that sign up between now and June 30th, 2021. Go to earpods.eprn.us. That's earpods.eprn.us. And today we have a pretty interesting show. We're going to be talking about the current politics that's affecting the economics and every one of our situations out there. You know, we're going to examine what's so obviously true about this newly elected president and him signing so many executive orders within his first 100 days of being in office. And, you know, we're going to examine what type of clouds of confusion have come out of this. And we're also going to talk about the solutions that are currently working their way into the system and being put in place to protect everybody and to protect people's interests. I'm going to tell you, this is going to be a real, real deep show today. So go ahead, sit back, relax. I'm going to go to break for a couple minutes, play a few songs, a couple songs, and some commercials from our sponsors. And we're going to get into this political and economic situation in depth. I'm your host, the Consulting Guy. We'll be right back with more Revealing Better Results.
What's up, Hi-Li fans and Hi-Li channel viewers? It's Tanara Davis, a.k.a. Jaden from Magic City Hi-Li. Hey guys, stay in tune to Magic City Hi-Li and also tune into weekly head-to-head recaps on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network Sports and Stuff Podcast. Right now, if you signed up to be a listener member of EPRN, you could be one of 200 lucky winners of the Magic City Hi-Li EarPods giveaway. So if you wanted to be one of the lucky winners, go to earpods.eprn.us. It's free to join and to enter, so do it. So take it from me, the only NFL Super Bowl champion in the world of Hi-Li, go to earpods.eprn.us and get those EarPods.
Yeah. Put up the word. Yo. Amazingly, none of y'all amazing me. You overrhyme. I put in work and overtime and overtime and undertime. What I write, y'all should highlight and underline and keep your ear to what I'm vibing to. It ain't about what you driving, but what's driving you. And if you fit that description, I'm describing you. In this shit that we did, y'all still trying to do. Y'all still trying to do. Stop looking funny at us, cause we correct with the money matters. Young white kids is throwing money at us. If you from hard times, all money really matters. We all living, but we borrow today. I write stories of tomorrow today. Follow the way, or pack it in and call it a day. And get jerked for a day's work. I grab the mic and leave the stage twerk. You pop the stage up, got injured and stayed hurt. What?
Tell me.
Get my point across clear.
I'm asking questions.
Check the word like right, because real.
See, I woo-woo in 2050, 360, Tim's crispy, 100 proof like whiskey. Workaholic, don't need a day off, looking for that big payoff. Still bringing the order to the chaos. You way off, see that mic stay off. Above 500, still can't make the playoff. Me, I won't break, but I will bend. And keep an eye on you suckers and throw caution to the wind. Boston to the end, all my sons and daughter. On my way across the border, fuck America's law and order. Nights are longer, days are shorter. Can't make a call for a quarter, gotta pay for water. You niggas better stop bubbling in these years of the Republicans, cause drug sentences is doubling. What I do shouldn't concern you. When they burn you and turn they back, who y'all turn to?
Get my point across clear.
You don't know, do you?
Check the word light, yeah. Light because it's real.
I gotta keep that black soul in me. Went from so few to so many. Empty spaces to fill these holes in me. I don't need no more weed or Henny. If I flow, flow with me, roll with me and reach your goals with me. Boston thugs wanna test me like the MCAS. If I let them last, every day could be my last. Retire when the fire get from under my ass. I'm inspired by my wondrous past. You can't get it, got to earn heart. Or hit the wall like Dale Earnhardt. Like when I fish, I think, look what the worm caught. You far from the term heart, but love to talk a lot. You should be ashamed and shot. From Triple A's to the majors to claim your spot. In your head to train your thought. 11 years and still remain this hot. Now I'm on the roster, puffing L's in the pen with the rosters. What does the price of life cost us? Tell me.
Get my point across clear.
I'm asking the questions.
Check the word life, right? Because it's real. To get my point across clear. To get my point across clear. To get my point across clear. Take the word life because it's real.
Have you ever wondered how your shoes are made? Ever wondered about the quality and craftsmanship involved in making them? What you wear on your feet is important. That's why I prefer to style and profile in my pair of Black Star Politic sneakers. Go to aliveshoes.com/brand/blackspolitic. Distinguish and separate yourself from the rest with your style. Check out the latest shoe and sneaker designs created not only to support your feet, the footwear also supports the efforts of the Black Star political party movement. Enter a new era of empowerment, all while wearing your pair of Black Star Politic or Lady Black Star handcrafted shoes and sneakers. Order yours at aliveshoes.com/brand/blackspolitic.
Rough Riders. Don't get it twisted,
y'all.
Rough Riders.
Fuck, I'm talking
don't
about
get it
right
twisted,
here.
Y'all.
Recognize.
Rough Riders. Don't get it twisted, y'all.
Know y'all couldn't wait to hear Kiss over premiere. Kill you on tape, then watch it over a beer. Cause you ain't nothing but a movie with expensive footage. That's the reason they gon' leave you with expensive bullets. Ain't none of y'all better than Locks. Have all of y'all dressed up in a suit, dead in a box. Me and my niggas get redder than Fox. Now I don't care if I love you, I still want head in the drop. Niggas running around talking that Y2K shit. Crackheads is still gon' want that gray shit. That's why I'ma always cop the yay quick. So I suggest all of y'all stay off J Dick. Too hard for MTV, not black enough for BET. Just let me be, give me all my royalty money and let me read. And I'ma have O's for six and halves for three.
Recognize.
Rough Riders. Don't get it twisted, y'all.
Recognize.
Rough Riders.
To you point blank in your mom's place.
So like Point Break with a mask on with the president's face. Clear my space when Big Sheet crashed the boards. Y'all ain't just Mark niggas, y'all Hallmark niggas. With all that soft ass writing, might as well be in cards. You don't gamble with your life when I launch these torpedoes that'll shoot the crap out your ass at Foxwood casinos. Just me and my Gambinos, drunk as fuck. Went to town parking lot, DVD in the truck. I've been drunk most of my life, don't ask me why. Through ninth grade, I ain't go to high school. I went to school high, and I don't care what y'all got. That shit don't excite me. I'm black and deadly, and my burner just like me. And I'm quick to stick one of y'all on tour at the Sheridan. See what's yours can be mine without inheriting. Give up your chains and them little diamonds in your ear. Is it worth your family crying and the doctor yelling clear? Huh?
Don't get it twisted, y'all.
Recognize.
Rough Riders.
If I knew heaven had a ghetto that was sweeter than here, you know the peer pack a bag and just leave next year. But I got a son to raise, so I'ma stay in this hell. And I got a gun to blaze if you play with the L. Dot O, dot X, dot at the end. We the niggas that's gon' leave with the pot at the end. Never too young to die or too old to live. Ain't it hard to bust your gun, go home and mold your kid? I'ma shame myself crack, but I'ma ride for the moment. Know the consequence, I'ma die with the omen. Two is better than one, it's three of the locks. Key in the pot, key in the drop, key to the top. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost to rap. Three in the one, seeing the gun and using the dog. Dope in the six, coke in the five, weed in the four. The ice is for my niggas, but the heat is for y'all.
Recognize, recognize, recognize.
Rough Riders. Don't get it twisted, y'all.
Better results. I'm back. I'm your host, Garlandale McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And today we're going to be talking about current politics affecting economics of our society right now, today. And okay, you know, Orange Man, he's gone. So why isn't the Frankenstein president Biden fixing things for everyone right now? Oh, he knows what he's doing. He acts like the opposite of Trump's policies will improve America. Well, I'm here to tell you, it's all a cover-up. His own administration's attempt to control their opponents. It's exactly what it is. It's a cover-up. It's a cover-up and admission by his own administration and their attempt to control their opponents with controlled opposition. That means Trumpers, to domestic policy opposers. It's clearly they don't have people's best interest in mind, or black people's best interest in mind. And what's also so obviously true is that the newly elected president has signed so many executive orders in such a short period of time that he's the one initiating the clouds of confusion now. And he doesn't want to give up control of black people's reparations in America. Instead, he creates policies that destroy the building blocks of American industry, and he signs over America's interests to China. He also wants to, you know, him and the administration, they also want to push the narrative that the Chinese are under attack in America. So Biden goes ahead and signs an executive order that mirrors hate crime legislation that's already on the books here in America, already laws that protect Asian Americans, already on the books in America here. But okay. Also a little bit about the resources in the capital due to us people, Americans, and reparations for Black Americans, foundational Black Americans, are somehow these resources and funds are being diverted and they're going to the border crisis. Why isn't the border czar Kamala Harris, vice president, going to see what's going on about the issues that are going on at the border? Oh, it's because there are too many people right now that are being granted protections illegally. Because they're not supposed to be here anyway. And that really sums up the craziness the first 100 days of this Biden administration in America. And we're going to get into the political and economic solutions right now. And it's time for the citizens of the world to unite for our individual freedoms, justice, and economic empowerment. Biden's policies and injustice toward Black America is already being combated by our group, economic practices, and our demonstrations. If you're going to survive in America's impending economic crash, you're going to have to get resourceful and rely on yourself. Understand, government is not here to help you. They're here to govern you. You're responsible for your own security, wealth, and influence on society. It's not the government. Black people are making a push right now with our own economic empowerment. We're solidifying our own agenda through small business creation and the establishment of our own political movements like Black Star Political Party, FBA, and others. Other cultural groups are doing the same and have been doing this for quite some time. And there'll be no more going to the corrupt commercial banking system for a loan when your loan is going to wind up being such a great disadvantage to you. After all, you know, at this point in history, after all, you know, we can all form our own banks via our own economic resources. And Mr. Roland Dunham, he pointed out to me this week, well, actually last week, he pointed out a News Money Watch article, CBS News Watch Money article that was published way back in September 2020. And I'm going to read a little bit of it. And the headline reads, you know, racism has a cost. Racism has cost the United States $16 trillion. Citigroup finds. And this article is by Christopher Brooks. And I'm going to read a little bit of it. And it reads, America could have been $16 trillion richer if not for inequities in education, housing, wages, and business investment between black and white Americans over the past 20 years, the new research concludes. The study released this week by Citigroup, it was released back in September 2020, It's the latest in a body of research that attempts to quantify the economic impact of systematic racism. Citigroup arrived at its $16 trillion figure after estimating that black workers have lost $113 billion in potential wages over the past two decades because they couldn't get a college degree. The housing market lost $218 billion in sales because black applicants couldn't get home loans. About $13 trillion in business revenue never flowed into the economy because black entrepreneurs couldn't access bank loans. What's more, the U.S. could have $5 trillion in gross domestic product over the next 5 years if those gaps and others were closed today, the study indicated. Well, what do you say? Citigroup admits these facts. There's no need for us to keep integrating with an unjust system. You know, we should be focusing on combating the corrupt economic and financial systems and taking back our tangibles and stolen equity. Notice how we're not attacking the government, but we're attacking white supremacist financial institutions and private or public companies that have a history of underserving black people and serving up injustice. All is fair in love and economic warfare. We don't care about your trinkets or your 30-day run rate of so-called stimulus checks. We've already told the Biden administration and previous administration no tangibles, no vote, and they already know that foundational black Americans wielding their empowerment didn't even vote for them, either of them, anyway. So that old-timer philosophy about the Democrats are for the poor and disadvantaged, well, you can't use that excuse anymore, old-timers. And you can't say that Republicans are holding things up in the legislature. You know, there's nothing else to say except that if we're going to move forward in individual groups in America, we've got to understand that government is not our friend, especially black people. We've taken ass whipping after ass whipping, but yet some of us, at the first sign of trouble, we're quick to run back to the government for assistance. History tells us that more than a few times when this happens and we go running back to the government, it's not advantageous to us in any way. We are capable, self-governing people, and we can put our own values on our community. And we can put our own value on our own assets. The end solution for everybody and all races rests with ourselves and not with the government or corrupt financial bureaucracies that steal from us. Take some time to think about it all and have a great week, everyone.
The beast is trying to keep you down, but just keep rising higher. Stay strong and fight for what is right. Stand up and never tire. Open your mind, see through the lies, the truths to be admired. Embrace your past to strike the match that sets your soul on fire.
You've got to plug into EPRN. We've got the conversation. We've got the sports team.
And our music and entertainment team brings podcasting to extremely new heights.
Listen in to EPRN.us. Press the app button on the site and download the EPRN app now. You'll be listening to shows in no time. Take us on the go with you. Our app is accessible on all mobile devices and tablets. Or you can just go to EPRN.us.
Your listening is worth your time.
Spend your time listening to an independently owned media network.
Tell a friend and listen in.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, EPRN.